This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
This really needs to be addressed. It's March 12th. This is Mike Adams, pandemic.news. There is a, I hate to use the term, conspiracy theory floating around out there among conservatives and Trump supporters and Rush Limbaugh fans who are being grossly misled by Rush Limbaugh's disinfo on this. The conspiracy theory is that liberal governors and liberal event coordinators are canceling events in order to create hysteria, that there's no basis for canceling events. And we heard this talk surrounding South by Southwest cancellation, and now that Governor Cuomo in New York is canceling Broadway. And we've seen other cancellations. Basically, much of society is shutting down, as I called for and predicted would happen, because it's the only way to stop the virus from replicating. By the way, this is the correct response. It is not a plot to spread panic. You don't shut down Broadway to spread panic. I mean, look, there are people out there who think the whole virus is a hoax, and they think China staged it, that China shut down their economy and caused who knows how many hundreds of billions of dollars in damage and bankruptcies and cremated, you know, tens of thousands of bodies and all this. They think China did that as a staged fake thing. For what purpose? Who knows? It makes no sense. Why would China shut down its own economy as a hoax? To do what? To what end? Why would Iran say that its leaders have been infected and killed by the virus? Why would South Korea shut down its country? Why would Italy have a nationwide quarantine lockdown as part of some bizarre, elaborate hoax? So it really is time for the pandemic denialists, as I call them, to really just stop being so stupid. Cuomo is not shutting down Broadway to spite Trump. He's shutting down Broadway to stop the virus from spreading, because the virus spreads in large groups and, you know, in closed spaces. And we're going to see more shutdowns. It has to happen. It is the correct answer. And I know there's a lot of pro-liberty people and Trump people who are saying, well, we don't want to become China. We have to keep our society open and free. Okay, great. Then you'll be dead. You'll have millions of deaths. The hospitals be overrun, and then the death rate will accelerate to 10 or 15%, and then you could actually end up with tens of millions of deaths in America. So yeah, you want an open, free society. Even during a pandemic, you're gonna have tens of millions of people die. If that's what you want to accept, go ahead. But I don't think that's a wise choice, especially when our pandemic models that I've published at naturalnews.com show that if we have really tight controls over this, we can reduce the number of deaths to just a few thousand. We can literally cut them to just a few thousand. See, I ran these models, and I published the model, by the way. You can see all the math yourself. It's not just me saying something. I published the downloadable spreadsheet. It's the Adams model pandemic spreadsheet, pandemic projection spreadsheet. You can download it for free, and you can run the numbers yourself. And what you find is when you run these numbers, if we do nothing in America, then depending on the R-naught values that you use and the mortality rate and so on, you'll see that by about July 4th, there will be about 2.2 million Americans dead if we do nothing. Now, fortunately, that scenario is already obsolete because we are doing things. We are shutting down events as a nation, which is the right response. So as of last week, I reran the numbers, and it had been reduced to about 1.1 million estimated deaths by July 4th. And then yesterday, based on Trump's announcement and blocking flights from Italy and large numbers of shutdowns across America by mayors and governors and even private event organizers and so on, I calculated that we had achieved about a 30% social distancing suppression factor. With that factor, according to my projection, we will now have only 283,000 deaths by July 4th. Even that number, most people can't believe it because they're still in a state of denial, especially Rush Limbaugh listeners and many Trump supporters, still in a state of total denial. They don't understand anything about how this is spreading and the number of people it will kill. But literally, in the last few days, just by making decisions to shut things down and to block flights from Europe, Trump and other governors across America and mayors and so on, they saved 800,000 American lives by making those decisions. That's what my pandemic model shows. So we now will have 800,000 fewer deaths. It may get even better as more aggressive social distancing lockdowns are put in place. So I am anticipating a closing of certain airports or regional air traffic, specifically out of Seattle and perhaps Boston, New York, and maybe San Francisco or Northern California. Maybe Atlanta could get shut down within a few weeks, the airport, because it's a hub. Now, this will crush the airlines. I understand that. But if you don't shut the flights down, you're just going to spread the virus across America on the airplanes. And that's happening right now today at this very moment. The moment you're listening to this is being spread on the airplanes. So sooner or later, Trump will have to shut domestic flights, especially to those major hubs that I just mentioned. He may allow road traffic to continue as an alternative, but it has to be individual car traffic, not buses or shared vehicles. So if you need to fly somewhere, your window of opportunity to take that flight is rapidly collapsing. You can take my word for it. But shutting down domestic air travel, frankly, in my opinion, should happen yesterday because it is spreading all over the country due to air traffic. I will not get on an airplane. I will not allow people to be in my lab who have been on airplanes. That's how seriously I take this, because social distancing works. Shared spaces spreads infections. And it's not a conspiracy to destroy Trump or embarrass Trump. This is the correct answer. And the really disturbing thing in all of this, I've heard many people now repeating blindly, like mind-numbed robots, what they heard on Rush Limbaugh's show. And I've come to realize that Rush Limbaugh, his listeners really don't think for themselves. They actually are mind-numbed robots. They just repeat whatever Rush says. And Rush has no knowledge in this area. Rush is not a scientist, has no formal education in sciences, doesn't really have any ability to do much math. Rush doesn't understand virology or epidemiology. He is not qualified to talk about this, and he's giving people bad, horribly bad, dangerous information that if people follow that information, they will spread the virus. And they may die because of it. Rush Limbaugh may actually result in Trump supporters dying because of his bad, bad, horribly bad information. Rush Limbaugh, stop giving out bad information. You have a responsibility on your platform to tell the truth about this. And so far, you are misleading the American people. Perhaps not intentionally, but you're doing it nonetheless, and that's got to stop. And when Democrat governors are making the right calls here, even though I think Democrats, for the most part, are lunatics, but when they aren't, like Governor Inslee in Washington State, he's describing exponential spread of how we might have 64,000 infected people in Washington by June or May, he said, actually, if we don't shut things down. Well, guess what? Governor Inslee is right. He's correct. So Governor Inslee can do math. Rush Limbaugh can't do math. And, look, I'm not a tribalist. I don't just jump in with some tribe like the Republican Party and just go all in no matter what. I think for myself. And I can do the math. I understand the science. And in this case, Governor Inslee is correct. Rush Limbaugh is mathematically illiterate. So I'm going to say it like it is. I don't care what political party people belong to right now. I really don't care. That's not even relevant. What I care about is stopping this virus. So if a Democrat does a good job of stopping the virus, then I'm going to give them kudos. And I'm going to tell them you're doing a good job. If a Republican takes steps, like maybe Governor Abbott of Texas. He's prepared to take the steps that are necessary to shut down Texas largely, if necessary, when necessary, to stop the spread of the virus. I will say, good job, Governor Abbott. You know, if Governor Cuomo does something positive, like shutting down Broadway, which he just did, even though I think Governor Cuomo is a mafia political boss, frankly, but if he makes the right decision, shuts down Broadway, I will say, good job, Cuomo, for shutting down Broadway. That's at least a correct action, a positive thing that you did, even though you're probably still a criminal, mafia, political, mob boss, lunatic, whatever. But that's irrelevant right now. You see, we have to stop playing this game of political tribalism, at least during this pandemic. Can we just put it aside for the pandemic so we can not all die? Let's at least set it aside and let's just say, hey, everybody, We're all human, which means we all have lungs. And those lungs are a biological buffet for the coronavirus. So what we all have in common is that the coronavirus wants to eat all of us from the inside. So maybe we could all work together just long enough to stop that from happening and set the politics aside, at least for the moment. Now, I understand that Democrats actually hate humanity. I understand that Democrats love to kill human beings. That's why they love abortion. And they think the planet has too much population. They want to kill people every normal day anyway. So this is why we're seeing things like Sacramento County, California, releasing people who are high-risk people and shutting down all the quarantines, just releasing everybody into the population, which I believe is a criminal act, and that should be shut down. Those lunatics in Sacramento County should be arrested. And I've called for the military to take over that county, because you can't have lunatic left-wing nut jobs releasing high-risk, potentially infected people with no testing into the general population. That is not a way to stop this pandemic. So those people need to be stopped in Sacramento County. They are a danger to society. They should be criminally charged. That we've got to shut down those actions of releasing infected people. But at the same time, yes, we have to protect the borders. We got to deploy the military on the southern border. We have to block international flights. We have to block domestic flights. And we have to enforce quarantines around high-risk individuals who have been in contact with other infected individuals. These are the steps that we have to take to shut this thing down, to save millions of lives. And so I, for one, I'm willing to take these steps. I'm willing to self-quarantine for 30 days. I'm willing to pause my business. I'm willing to survive on my ranch for 30 days. I'm willing to support the National Guard. I'm willing to support law enforcement, first responders. Heck, you know, I'm all in for whatever we got to do here to stop this virus, but not violating our Second Amendment rights. So there are limits, right? We cannot give up our Second Amendment rights or we become slaves to a system of tyranny. So don't come for our guns, but we, the people, as far as I'm concerned, we are willing to comply with reasonable efforts to shut this thing down and break the cycle of replication. So at least that's my take. I know that some people disagree, but some of those people are going to be dead in 3 or 4 months. So whether they disagree will soon become irrelevant. That's why I keep saying, if you want to live, read my website, pandemic.news. If you want to die, listen to Rush Limbaugh. He'll get you killed. I will help you stay alive. And I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not going to apologize for saying it. Rush Limbaugh will get you killed. Bad disinfo. You want to live? Listen to my podcast at pandemic.news. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I support America. I support Trump. I'm a scientist. I know what happens if we don't shut this thing down. And it's bad. It is apocalyptic. So let's pull together here and shut this thing down while we can. Okay? That's what we got to do. Thanks for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store. so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.